Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, one of the biggest off-season questions for the Steelers, as we all know, is what to do with George Pickens. He has 1 year left on his deal. There's a feeling, you know, I read Jerry Dulac's chats, which are must-read every Wednesday at postgazette.com. I get the feeling that Jerry thinks they're going to trade him. I don't know which would be worse, giving him money or not giving him money. The money seemed to ruin Antonio Brown, although he was still productive after that. He just turned into a jerk. Also ruined Deontay Johnson's tenure here. Not giving him money. Do you wind up with a Le'Veon Bell type situation? Do you wind up with an unhappy George at training camp? It's quite the dilemma. And it comes down to, this question. How much production can you get from George before he completely blows up? That's how I would phrase it. And Bob, I'm of a mind to trade him this offseason. I'm definitely not of a mind to throw $80 million at him.
Well, here's the dilemma. If you do just let him come back, he has 1 year left, then he can go wherever he wants to go. So you don't want to get to the end of it again, nothing. If your plan is to move on from him, the best thing to do in this offseason is to trade him. The question then becomes, who's willing to give him the kind of money he wants and who's willing to tolerate what he does at times?
I'm glad you asked, because the 33rd team .com. I really like the website. All things NFL, also good stuff on the draft, tons of stuff on the draft. They suggested a trade involving George Pickens, and Adam Crowley brought it up this morning. Doug Whaley, former Steelers executive, former Bills GM, and of course, Doran Dickerson, longtime NFL player, former Pitt star, were on the show talking about that this morning.
33rd team threw out one of these hypothetical trade graphics that are super popular around this time of the year. George Pickens for the, right now, would be the 61st pick in the second round of the Washington Commanders. Would you do that?
Yes, sir. No doubt about it.
Second round pick's pretty good value.
Yes.
Yep.
Absolutely. And can be used in multiple ways. Packaging to go up, or use, or packaging to go down.
And George, if that were to happen, George Pickens' career would go through the roof with the Washington Commanders.
There you go, Bob. You agree on both those points, one or neither?
I think playing with Jaden Daniels can make any wide receiver happy, for sure, if it's that team.
Even him?
Yeah. I mean, for now, I can't predict future reactions and what he's going to do once he gets the money, because I think that's also a concern. The big thing is, how much money is he going to want and how much money will they be willing to spend? Second round pick, I would take that. But it also leaves you here in a position where you have no wide receivers now. And your whole situation this year would be drafting wide receivers in the first round. Forget about quarterbacks in the first round. If you, unless somebody that you absolutely think is going to drop that you would want. I wouldn't just take a quarterback to take a quarterback. We've been down that road too many times with the Steelers.
Yeah.
So you have to decide what you want to do with it. I'd take a second round pick. Yes, I would.
The 61st pick.
And then I would draft, and I hope these guys could come right in and play. And I would also sign somebody.
Right. I mean, you can rectify the receiver room in 10 seconds. You draft somebody and sign somebody. But the real issue here is Pickens. And I think we're headed for an implosion. We've seen mini implosions all over the place. Just ridiculous stuff. And we were warned about it. And so were the Steelers going into the draft. He's been enabled his whole life. A scout told Bruce Feldman over at The Athletic, "I wouldn't touch him," said another guy. Scouts, coaches from around the league being quoted. The Steelers thought, because they arrogantly and delusionally believe that they create the kind of environment where problematic personalities can thrive and sort of turn things around. It's actually the opposite. They seem to have the kind of dynamic here where those problems get worse and worse and worse. And the question, as I presented it, is how much production can you get before the whole damn thing blows up? And I think we're at the tipping point with Pickens. I just see too much of him not legitimately having any regret over things that he's done. And we could go over the laundry list: quitting on routes, not blocking at the goal line, saying he didn't want to get injured. How do you think that played in the locker room? Being late to a Christmas Day game, reporters saying he's late to everything else, quitting on the final play against Cleveland, or at least getting distracted and thinking it was more important to fight with a defensive back and somebody else than execute his assignment on the play, which was to high point the ball, jawing with the home fans, jawing with the road fans, having the F word painted on his face for a nationally televised game involving
really
the Pittsburgh Steelers,
yeah.
And the fact that Art Rooney didn't pick up the phone or walk down there himself and say, "Yeah, we're not going to do that tonight, not on national television." All that, and all they do is enable him. All Tomlin's done is enable him. It worked with AB for a while, getting the most production you could out of him. I don't know that you're going to get 7 years out of this guy. I'm trading him in a second for the 61st pick.
I think the lesson learned from Deontay Johnson is that they eventually signed him to a contract, and ever since, it's not really worked. There are things that happen after he got the money that has led him down this spiral where he's been now with four different teams and nobody seems to want him. The only reason they want him in Baltimore is so that they can get a pick out of it. So,
well, you pointed this toward the quarterback situation too, Bob. Because it's all related. You only get so many picks and you only have so much money and all that. What do they do about the quarterback situation? I think the strong feeling right now is they're going to go with Justin Fields, but that wouldn't preclude them from, what did Pony tweet today? Oh, Limitless Wonder?
Well, our friend Pony said source. And remember the last time Pony said source? We don't have to go down that avenue. There are Steelers scouts who love Alabama quarterback Jalen Milroe. Believe he's a first-round talent.
I've read others who think he's not a first-round talent. Some say he's a third-round talent. Some say he could be a bust. If I'm going to draft a quarterback, I have to make absolutely sure, as best I can, that that's the guy who is going to be able to do everything he's required to do vis-a-vis a guy like
Jaden
Daniels.
I mean, we would have said the same
Daniels.
Thing if they were saying that the Steelers are going to take Lamar Jackson in 2018. I mean, of course you need to get it right.
Or Malik Willis. In the Pickett era draft, where Malik Willis was the guy they loved.
Well, they actually didn't. That was people telling people they loved him.
Which goes to show you how difficult it is to come up with one of these guys.
Of course.
You can look at it a lot of ways and think you have everything. You've done as much research as you can. You've scouted. You hear. And yet you still pick them and things happen that you didn't expect.
I've probably seen Jalen Milroe play 3 or 4 games. I don't feel like I have enough of a handle on him at the moment to say whether this would be a good pick. The idea of drafting maybe the most talented overall guy in the draft and trying to groom him appeals to me. I can tell you that. Not in the first round, but the second or the third. The idea appeals to me. How about you guys?
Oh, yeah. I think you have to do it. I mean, you're going to have to come up with somebody and some plan of action here beyond Justin Fields, if it's Justin Fields, which I think it will be too. And you better load up. It is your most important position. However, again, it just depends on how far down you go. Normally, third, fourth, fifth round picks are not going to turn out to be anything, you know, that you would expect to be a franchise type of quarterback. So you can't just load up with a bunch of quarterbacks. You got to be precise about who you're getting after. And if it doesn't happen this year, then next year can be that year.
But this kid is, for whatever else people may think of him, he's wildly talented.
A lot of guys are wildly talented. Can he throw from the pocket on a consistent basis, which is what Justin Fields has to show now? Can he do it? The most important thing, any of these quarterbacks, you could talk about running all you want, but to me, Joe, you have to be able to be in the pocket, make quick decisions, and be accurate with those passes. That trumps running to me. That trumps everything to me.
Yeah, which is why I'm baffled as to why you support or think that Justin Fields can be good.
Because I think I've seen games in Chicago where he was that.
I've seen games with Marcus Mariota where he's on the dime.
What are your options, though, now?
Well, that's a different question. And that could be applied to Jalen Milroe, too. What are your draft options? Do you settle for a project like that? I don't know.
They have to be convinced to get thrown from the pocket.
I have no interest in Jalen Milroe at all, whatsoever. Like, this roster is, unless you think you're getting a quarterback who is a high upside guy that you truly believe can be that one of one player for you.
Pony's saying they do believe this guy can.
I don't believe it. From all the Alabama games that I've watched and the Jalen Milroe that I've seen, especially this past year, he can be wildly inaccurate at times and he doesn't make good decisions with the football. He had 16 touchdowns and 11 picks last year for Alabama, where it's typically catered for you to be able to win with five-star players all over the field. And one of the best, probably the second-best wide receiver in all of college football behind Jeremiah Smith and Williams. And he just did not play well in a lot of big games for me. He did against Georgia.
You watch more college football than me. Is there a quarterback coming out, either high or low, that intrigues you?
I like Jackson Dart better than Milroe. And I saw...
He throws darts, Bob.
He does.
He throws darts.
I saw Dart in person last year at the Peach Bowl.
Yeah.
Good arm talent, not that mobile, and Milroe's a lot more mobile than him, but I think the arm talent is better than what Jalen Milroe has in the pocket.
Bob, do you think Limits took an unnecessary shot at Pony in introducing that?
Probably so.
Yeah.
Pony's taking shots at me. It's all in good fun.
It's all in good fun. That would be my next line.
It's all in good fun.
All right, so Milroe's at the goal line. Is that how we phrase this?
I think it's at the 1 yard line, maybe the opposite side, though. Going in 99 yards.
I think that the Steelers should draft a quarterback. I do, unless they draft a quarterback. Well, draft a talented one that they think they can groom. Obviously, you have to like a guy. You don't just take one. But if they like somebody who is as gifted as this guy, you know. That's why you gather resources. Like if you traded Pickens, you're bringing in more and more resources to be able to take maybe a chance on a guy like that, you know, and still build your roster.
Yeah.
Would you take a chance on anybody? Is there a college quarterback that you like, Bob?
I just generally think that next year's draft will be deeper and more talented than this year's draft. And unless you have one of the top 10 picks, I don't know that you're going to get somebody who could be that guy. So I defer to their they spent far more time looking at that. I watch what I watch. I watch a lot of sports. I watch guys play.
Oh, I definitely don't defer to them with the way that they've drafted.
No. My point is they have more information than I will ever have. But I watch what I see, and what I see on most of these guys is, you know, the ability to run. The mobility factor is so pounded, I get it. But you better be able to throw from the pocket. I'd rather just look at a guy, how he does in the pocket, forget the running.
The running is
a nice component. But if you can't throw the ball, the difference between Lamar Jackson in his first year where he is now has been his decision-making and his ability in the pocket. He is very confident.
Bob, look at some of
where he wasn't originally.
If Josh Allen was just a thrower, he'd be good. He wouldn't be incredible.
Yeah,
that's a huge part of his game.
Sure it is. But what else is a big part of his game? His decision-making. And when he doesn't play, he was playing a little bit hero football over the first few years where he felt he had to throw the ball and get 400 yards. Now he doesn't. He's a good pocket passer. He's accurate.
I just think a lot of these guys rising right now, the running, I agree with you. You need to be able to beat people from the pocket. But what makes a lot of these guys special is their running ability. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson.
Ben Roethlisberger was never a big runner, but he could run to avoid traffic and create a moving pocket. You know, he can do those things.
He was extremely, yes, He was extremely
nimble.
You
don't nimble. Have to he run to run.
Right.
You can run to create
but
space.
But a lot of these guys do run to run.
And
a guy who might just win the Super Bowl by himself in one of the most incredible runs of all time right now is Jaden Daniels. And if he was just a passer, he'd be a good starter in the NFL. The fact that you add in that he's an unbelievable runner makes him, you know, almost iconic in his rookie year. He rushed for 900 yards, Bob.
Yes, I get it. But also he passed.
He also passed precisely
from the pocket. And if he didn't have that, his running would not be that good either.
Right.
He's able to do both, which makes – and that's what you look for, obviously.
That's what I'm saying, that the running component –
But if you prioritize running over throwing, you're going to get the wrong quarterback.
You're going to get Justin Fields.
For now. We'll see.
50 starts into his career. What did Jay Gruden – do we have that clip? Or is Kabali coming on? Both. Let's hear Jay Gruden on Justin Fields, because I agree with him completely about the Steelers quarterback situation.
This was on Broncos Country Tonight.
I don't know what they do, really. I'm not sold on either Russell or Justin Fields, to be honest with you. You know, I think Justin's had a couple opportunities. He's still young. He's athletic. I get it. He's just not a very good passer of the football.
There you go. I just simply agree with him, and you talk about a guy who's...
I also think guys can develop as time goes on, and I still think I've seen instances in Chicago where he had four touchdown passing games. It may have been in back-to-back weeks where he was just red hot from the pocket. I've seen evidence that that's there. He has to just harness it and make it complete and stay away from mistakes.
Yeah, I'm with Gruden there. I just, this long into a career, do you suddenly become... adept in the pocket? Do you suddenly have the proper touch?
So you're going to bring back Russell Wilson then?
Because that's a different question. We're simply analyzing Justin Fields, and you believe in him more as a passer than I do. He may be the Steelers' best option. That's a different question of analyzing who Justin Fields is, not a good passer of the football or a great passer of the football, as Gruden said. That's just my opinion. I mean, that's why
you
I like
great opinion.
You could see the difference when Russell Wilson came into the lineup that everybody talked about, from Romo to everybody else. Look at the trajectory of the ball. Look at the decision making. Look at the moon balls. Look at what he does at the line of scrimmage. Then that started to disappear against better competition. Although I still say Russ is a superior passer of the football.
Well, I would never dispute that. But what I'm saying is I think at a cheaper price, Fields can take another level with his passing. That's what I'm hoping he can do. He strikes me as somebody who's willing to learn. I think this year helped him. I think he might be, if you tell him he's the guy going in, that you may see some advancements in that part of his game. Otherwise, you bring back Russell Wilson then. If you don't think that's possible, why would you waste your money and time on him?
No, that part I agree with. Well, no, I don't agree with that. You're putting in the caveat, you have to think it's possible that Justin Fields can become a better passer of the football, better pocket presence, better line of scrimmage presence. I'm not convinced of any of that. However, given all the alternatives, including Russell Wilson, I still think he might be the Steelers' best alternative, especially because of his running ability. So I don't have to think that he's going to be a better passer to think he's the Steelers' best alternative, because all the alternatives are not good.
No, I know that. That's what they're trying to figure out, what to do next. Chase that quarterback spot. It's the hardest position to fill, and once you get it, you should just be happy you have it, because it takes a while.
Bob, it's one of our favorite times of the week. It's time for the big boy, Mark Kabali of the Pat McAfee Show.
One second. Mark was at the doctor's trying to connect with him.
Okay. I'm being alerted in my ear that Mark had something happening here.
Yeah, I saw he tweeted out a doctor's office picture.
He was waylaid for a minute, but hopefully we'll have him in a moment. Speaking of the Pat McAfee Show, Russell Wilson just said he wants to retire a Steeler. I don't know that that's his choice, Bob.
He's on there right now. So.
Percent chance that Russell Wilson retires. How has Tom Brady looked that young, Bob?
I just asked you that question.
That's so weird.
Everything is sculpted and...
Something's really weird. I covered them in the 2016 AFC title game. Went into their locker room after the game, and it wasn't even like, wow, that guy, you know, look how young he looks. That's pretty cool. He must be in... There's something weird happening.
Yeah.
Was Benjamin Button the guy who was old and got young, or the opposite?
He was... Old and got young, yes.
That's not normal. How old is he? 47 or 50?
He's 47, 48, whatever. He looks like he's 15. I mean, he looks like a young kid.
If you told me on that photo that this is Michigan quarterback Tom Brady, I honest to God, I don't think I would say, wow, that guy looks really old for a senior in college. Something weird is happening,
if he's
Bob.
Getting work done, they're doing a pretty good job. That's all I got to say, because it doesn't look it looks like he's gotten younger for sure.
Look at that. Have you ever gotten work done, Bob?
No.
Eye lift or anything?
No, none of that.
Is an eye lift something? Facelift?
Anything you can do. A lot of people put Botox to get rid of wrinkles.
I'm going to get Botox for the bags under my eyes.
I color my hair. That's about it. I don't do much.
Some people get their nose done.
Sure.
You got your nose done?
I said some people get their nose done.
Yeah.
Not me.
I was going to get the bags under my eyes removed somehow. How do you do that? Botox?
I don't know. It's probably something like that. I mean, they can inject needles and shoot something in you. I just don't trust that stuff. You know, I've had enough needles, regular hospital needles. I don't need any more needles.
Somebody told me there's
That's also why tattoos never appealed to me.
Yeah, I don't
just
want
because
that.
I don't want
anything to do with that.
No, thanks.
At some point, you'll just be able to buy a new face, won't you? You'll go up to like a
AI.
Yeah, like a shopping, like a store window and pick out a new face. Don't you think? Whose face would you pick out, Bob?
Tom Brady's.
So Bob, you're saying that Joe is going to end up becoming a robot?
Must ball starter, 100 pitches, put in closer, even though closer struggling, keep in closer, even though hitting people in back, system
Stop.
Overload.
Can you get that robot to sing?
That was when Shelty,
that would be interesting.
Shelty was going by the book no matter what with his closer. I would pick Mark Caballi's face, if anyone's, Bob, and he's...
It's a rugged offensive lineman face.
It is. It's Burt Reynolds from the longest yard type face. Let's go to the big boy here at 412, or I'm sorry, on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline.
You going to give out his phone number?
Hey, big boy, you work for the Pat McAfee Show. Russell Wilson just told McAfee that he wants to retire a Steeler. Percent chance that'll happen.
31.7
That's pretty specific.
That's actually more than I thought. How about percent chance he'll simply be the quarterback next year?
Right now, I'm going to put it at 40%.
What do you think of that?
I don't know what's going to happen, is why. I mean, I keep saying this. I mean, sure, they might prefer Justin Fields until Justin Fields get a better offer somewhere else, and the Steelers don't want to match it. So that's why I would put it at 40%.
So you don't think, I mean, is he going to be shopping his services? He can do that.
He's going to have to.
So are you telling me that he doesn't believe there may be a better option for him, or no one's going to want him?
Well, it all depends. It all depends on... The Steelers have to get a quarterback in place. I mean, I'm not breaking any news here. They have to get a quarterback in place here before free agency starts. So if they approach Russell Wilson on March 1st and say, hey, let's get a deal done, then, yeah, that's fine. But what if they don't? Why would they say, hey, go check out free agency? Then if you're Russell Wilson, you can't even think about not going out and look because you don't know what their plans are. So, that's the way I look at it. So, I don't know. I think they want Fields. I think they're pushing towards Fields. That's probably the best case scenario right now for them. But a lot of things can happen between now and then. That's why I just a little hesitant of saying definite one way or the other.
Limits, would you like to weigh in with a question for the big boy?
I would love to. Mark, it's probably a foregone conclusion entirely that Najee Harris is gone, right? Like 5% chance that he returns?
Maybe. Probably less than that, I would imagine. If they wanted him, they would have signed him and picked up his fifth-year option. And if he would have done well enough over that 3-4-game span, then maybe they would have, thought differently. But you're looking at a guy that I know his market value is right around $9 million. I don't know how correct that would be. But, no, you can't do that. And, I mean, I guess there's an outside possibility if he goes out and sniffs around some places for a job and nobody wants him, then he comes back on that one-year deal. Even then, I don't know why he would want to come back here. I would leave. As I'm going to sound like Omar Khan and Kevin Colbert here. We'll leave the door open, but you know that door is pretty much closed, I think.
What about George Pickens? We spent a lot of time today talking about his future. So many options. They can just keep it as is, let him go. Although I don't think they do that, because then that would leave them with just a franchise option after that. Do you think this offseason will be a determination made one way or the other with him?
I think it has to. I mean, the way I look at it, Bob, is you have to go into free agency, and if you have intentions on moving on from him, you better replace him. I mean, if it's Davante Adams, everybody throws T. Higgins out there, but there's probably a better chance of them signing me to be the number one receiver than T. Higgins at this point, considering he's the only pretty much number one receiver out there. So that's the problem. If you get a mid-level free agent and receiver pump, don't you want to have that number one guy regardless in George Pickens? That's the way I look at it. So if you can't get a top guy, I think you got to try. I think you have to run it back with George Pickens and just let it play out and cross your fingers and hope for the best to happen. And if you're able to acquire a top-notch guy within that March free agency period, then you shop him and try to get some draft picks right around the draft. So I think, once again, we want to be so definitive here of what's going to happen. A lot's going to have to play out in, you know, the domino effect. This has to happen, this has to happen, and this has to happen for George to be traded or stayed here. So it's almost impossible right now saying what's going to happen. If everything falls into place how you would think they want to do it, yeah, I think they'd want to move on and find a top-notch receiver and get some picks for him and move forward in that regards.
Well, how about this? The 33rd team, a website I like, suggested a trade of Pickens to the Commanders, which he, you know, would have a chance anyway to be unbelievable on there. For the 61st overall pick, this big boy is what Doug Whaley and Doran Dickerson said to that when Crowley brought it up.
33rd team throughout one of these hypothetical trade graphics that are super popular around this time of the year. George Pickens for the, right now, would be the 61st pick in the second round of the Washington Commanders. Would you do that?
Yes, sir. No doubt about it.
Second round pick's pretty good value.
Yes.
Yep.
Absolutely. And can be used in multiple ways. Packaging to go up or use or packaging to go down.
And Doran liked it too, I might add. What do you think?
Oh, it sounds good to me, but... You can throw a lot of things against the wall right there and just say, hey, what about the Commanders at 61? But I understand the preface of this whole thing. If there's somebody in the second round, do you make that move? Once again, I don't think you make that move unless you have a George Pickens replacement on the roster. I mean, I just don't think you can do that. Then you're asking for disaster offensively. You thought last year was bad. Imagine an offense with, you know,
I mean, that's what free agency and the draft is for, right? Free agency and draft and other trades are for, is to replenish.
But do you want to go down the Brandon Ayuk road again? Okay, we think we might get him. We think we might get him. We think we might not get him. We don't. Oh, no. Now what? I mean, if you're sitting there waiting for a guy to make a decision, make a trade, say Davante Adams, whoever it is, you better have somebody in place before you even get to that point, is my point. I mean, if you have that trade, yes, you can make the trade, but you better have somebody in place there. What do you go with? Calvin Austin, Van Jefferson again? And hopefully Roman Wilson does something well and maybe pick up, I don't know, Chris Godwin? I mean, what are we doing here? I think you need to have a solid number one in place before you even entertain that.
So how much would you be willing to spend on that solid number one? Let's say if they decide, well, we're going to keep him and not go through this, we want to sign him. How much would they be willing to spend on a wide receiver, knowing some of the red flags that come with him, versus what his asking price might be?
Are you talking about George?
Yes.
How much would you be willing to pay him?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Something tells me George thinks he's worth more than maybe what the
market value. That's why I ask a question, because I think there's going to have a difference of opinion there.
Yeah, somebody will pay him, though. I mean, they paid Calvin Ridley $27 million last year, or the Titans did, I believe. So there's always somebody out there willing to pay him. So I would assume he's in that $20 to $25 million range on the free open market. I don't know if that's what the Steelers. I don't doubt if that's what the Steelers would be even close to being wanting to give him. So at that point, Bob, you probably just let him play out. If he's a good soldier next year, then you franchise him, then you move him on. At that point, I don't think a long-term extension is the smartest thing to do this offseason at all.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Bob, may I engage the big boy in a game of free association?
I'm always interested to listen to this, yes.
Let's go quick answers here, big boy, if you would, because we're running out of time. Is there any quarterback who is even mildly available outside of Pittsburgh that you're interested in?
Ooh. Molly, I don't know if there is one.
Aaron Rodgers?
Nah, if I'm going Rodgers, I'm going Cousins. I'm just staying with Russell at that point, right?
Dak Prescott, if they bring in Dion and he wants to draft his kid, would you like him?
No, because that salary probably comes along with it, right?
Anybody else at all? How about drafting Jalen Milroe? Would you be for or against it?
No. Jalen Milroe's the Mason Rudolph, Kyle Allen type player. Maybe not Mason. Mitch Trubisky / Kyle Allen player. No, I honestly, that's the problem, Joe. I know there's a free association, but there's just not a ton of guys out there to be able to go get. You go get me Kyler Murray and maybe we can go talk. But
Dan Moore definitely gone. Wait, you said Kyler Murray we can talk?
I'm just saying, if you were to go out and make a trade for somebody and Kyler Murray somehow becomes on the free agency market, my eyes light up there.
I like that, Bob. I'm a Kyler Murray fan. You?
No.
Dan Moore definitely gone?
Yeah. I mean, you got a 14th and a 20th overall pick. You better play him.
What do you mean?
For
those two guys. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Broderick Jones is going to be a great player, a good player, an average player the rest of his career.
I would say good. Good.
Roman Wilson is going to be, next year, is going to be good, average, or non-existent.
I think he's going to be good. Give him a chance. Yeah.
They're going to trade one of their defensive pieces, either Highsmith, Watt, or Minka.
No.
That's interesting.
No.
Where do they go with their first-round pick position-wise, if you had to guess?
Wide receiver. I'm going wide receiver. I know a lot of people throw D-tackle out there and corner. I'm getting wide receiver.
Joey Porter inarguably took a step back this season. He thinks he's going to be ready for big things next year. Do you?
Yeah. I mean, this past offseason, he said he was one of the best in the league. See how that turned out. But, yeah, I think he's a very good player, Joe. So I think he will take a step forward, yeah.
Why do you think he's a very good player?
Size, speed, pedigree. He's able to tackle. He just needs to work on some technique stuff, and I think he'll be fine.
Do they need to draft a corner as well?
You would love to see one. I mean, you trusting Corey Trace right now? No.
And Dante Jackson's gone, correct?
I would imagine. I mean, I guess he could sign back in theory, but I wouldn't make him the starter.
Thank you, big boy. Oh, lastly, so do you agree or disagree with PFF? And I know you're not a big fan. They have Joey Porter with a failing 55 grade, 161st out of 223 corners in the league.
I don't put my stock in that because I don't know how much they take into account who you cover, too. You know, Dante Jackson was a top five guy in targets and catches allowed because he was facing the number two and the number three guy all day. So I think those things can be skewed.
Thank you, big boy.
All right, Robert. All right, Joe. All right, Limits.
See you, buddy.
I hope you're doing well there. I saw a picture of your hospital. I'm very familiar with those pictures.
What happened?
I was getting my eyebrows done.
Oh, you're going to be like Tom Brady. Get a little Botox in there. We were just talking. Joe said he'd love to look like you.
Shape him up a little bit. Look good for the next time I'm on the show down. Absolutely.
Are you okay? Is everything okay?
Yeah, I just had to get fitted for a mouthpiece. I'm going to go play for the Pittsburgh.
A mouthpiece? What did he say, Bob?
Mouthpiece. I'm going to go try out for the Steelers left tackle next year.
Is that a sleep issue?
Yeah.
Me too. I grind my teeth when I sleep, but they gave me a mouthpiece, and I just couldn't do it. I have a gag reflex when I put the mouthpiece in, so I'd rather just grind my teeth into dust.
Well, we'll try. You don't get sleep, Joe. You try a little bit of everything, right?
Thank you.
That's
big
where
boy.
I'm at.
All right. Marky boy.
There he goes. That was an elongated goodbye, wasn't it, Bob?
Well, I wanted to find out about that because I've seen in my share of doctor's offices over the last few days, so I'm just curious what was wrong with him.
Are you the type of person who has trouble saying goodbye, whether it's a phone call or anything else? Like, you have trouble just making that final move away?
Not really. I mean, I'm good at starting that. If I feel like the time has come and I got to do something, I just say it. I'm pretty honest with that.
That's good.
You know, I just got something to do. Sorry, can I call you back? Or that's it.
A lot of people have trouble with
goodbyes.
Oh,
my goodness.
Whether it's vacations. Like, my wife will stay for, you know, let's just say goodbye. Go. We'll see those people again later.
Do you have people who want to talk sports with you when you're out someplace and they don't know when to end that?
Yes.
Conversation.
Yes.
How do you handle it?
Let's end the conversation. I don't know. You make up some excuse, Bob. I love talking to people, but there's always conversations that go too long.
You can give hints. Yeah. Hints are, I'm still walking.
Well,
why are you following me?
I got to go pick up my daughter from volleyball.
Right. You can lay, but most times those are ignored.
Well, we have family events at the house or anywhere at our family's houses. There are three waves of goodbyes in the Bechtold family. It's the first goodbye where you're considering leaving. Then there's the second goodbye when you start to put your coats on, but then you forget something. And then the third goodbye is you actually leave. The three waves of goodbyes.
Wait, go over those one more time limits. I like that.
So the first wave of goodbyes is when everybody starts to say that, oh, well, we're going to leave now. And then everybody goes, oh, no, you can't leave yet. Really? Oh, we didn't get to spend that much time together. The second wave of goodbyes is you get your coats ready. You get your shoes on.
Yeah.
But then you forget something after you already said goodbye and you got to find something. And then the third wave of goodbyes is you actually say goodbye and leave.
Right.
Are you a fan of Irish exits?
I pulled one of those at our fan karaoke
party.
Yeah,
you can do
that. Left me stranded up there to sing, but Malzy and Crowley came to my defense and Benvenuto.
Here's the other thing that happens, Bob. You ever notice when you're at a party or a gathering, like remember we had the dinner down at the Green Tree Inn?
Yeah.
Or the luncheon? I was the first one who got up and said, you know what? I got to get somewhere, I think, to pick up my daughter. I think I legitimately did. Then everybody else gets up, meaning everybody else was thinking the same thing.
Right.
They don't all have to pick somebody up right now. I do, but everybody else was thinking the same thing.
I think
thing.
It was time. It had gone the distance it needed to go. And
gone the distance. Go the distance.
It's time.
Little dreams.
All right. There's nothing else to say.
Bob,
thank you for the dinner.
Distance.
We appreciate it.
Go
and we'll see you again next year.
Yeah, I mean, what you do is you enjoy each other's company, and then it ends, and it's fine. That's
and
like
normally
life.
The conversation will dictate when it ends. When when you're done
starts
talking
to
about
peter out. Saying,
go now what?
Right. You Let's know? Just go. Yeah. It's okay. Mm-hmm. Nobody should feel bad. We had a wonderful time.
We did.